do me a favor and stop saying that I'm pretty and that I'm not fat, okay? Because it makes me uncomfortable. I'm the girl who, you know, gets really good grades and is not afraid to be funny. And I'm the girl who has a lot of friends who are boys and no boyfriends. I'm not beautiful, okay? And I never will be. And I'm fine with that, you know? But when you go around saying that I'm something that I'm not, it's just, it's not nice.
And you can really like her. I mean, she's being so honest about it. She's not pretending that she's pretty when she isn't pretty physically. But she knows she's a good person, and she doesn't like phoniness. That's from Shallow Hal. And have you been the victim of false praise? Is there someone in your life, maybe a parent, who is saying, always giving you superlatives? Oh, you're the best kid ever. You do everything right. Always the superlatives. And you end up walking away feeling inadequate, insecure, because the compliment didn't fit. It didn't fit at all. One of the best skills you can give yourself in this situation is to learn how to be honest like she was, to directly confront the person that's giving the praise and to tell them, listen, you're trying to make me feel better. I'm feeling worse. Or maybe you're anxious about something coming up, like you have to go in for an operation. Oh, everything will turn out okay. Don't worry about it. But there is a high risk. Let's say that they've diagnosed you with cancer. You need to tell them that's not helping. And then let them know what will help. What will help is you say that, I hope everything turns out well. Let's hope for the best. Or tell them what would be better to say. They need to know that. So dealing with specifics, when you give a person a specific, like if this guy said to her, you know something, you're really funny. You make the last three times I've been with you, I've been in stitches. I feel very comfortable around you. And you've told three very funny jokes. Well, if she just told three very funny jokes, then the shoe fits and the praise fits. And if you've done something well, if you want to give a compliment, you always want to stick as close as you can to the specifics. What did you observe? What did you see? What did you feel? And feed that back to the person. You know, I noticed that you paid a lot of attention to detail at this party, that you went out of your way to have very nice hors d'oeuvres, and your house looks lovely. And I know what work went into that, because I know you're moving now. And I appreciate it. I'm having a wonderful time today. So I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And we've got a lot on the agenda today. One 19-year-old woman writes to me and says, I find myself crying for no reason. I break down. Even in front of my boyfriend, it's like I rest all of my happiness on being with him. I feel empty without him. Now, her relationship is currently rocky. It's an on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again relationship, she writes. She wants to understand herself, and I'll help her later in the show. Or imagine you're about to get married to a recently divorced man. There's a glitch. His kids and his ex. He and his ex drag each other into court over custody issues, and it's going on, and it's not comfortable. The kids are now acting up, and you're alarmed. It's not fun being married, or being not married, but engaged to a man whose attention is focused elsewhere. It's diverted to thinking about the kids, or thinking about the court battle, or thinking about his ex. It's no fun seeing your future stepchildren flare up. Is this who you're going to be living with? And it's no fun living with constant uncertainty when this should be the time in your life when you are exquisitely happy and basking in the love of your partner as you prepare for your own wedding. One listener is in this situation, and I'll help her coming up. Sex and romance. It's a problem with your partner or not? If it is, what if you went to your medical doctor and he says, well, how are things going in the intimacy department? And you say, well, not so hot, doc. And you go into some details and he thinks, oh my gosh, this is out of my domain. I don't know how to treat this. So he says, why don't you consider seeing a sex therapist? Now, what imagery does sex therapist bring to mind? Later in the show, I'll be talking with a sex therapist and author, Dr. Barry McCarthy, and we'll be discussing exactly what to expect with sex therapy, and we'll also talk about some of the myths that surround sex therapy, and you can imagine what they are. Stay tuned, because if you're afraid to talk about this subject, you may discover some things which might help increase the intimacy in your relationship. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show's The Rational Basis of Happiness, and you can call me right now, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. We made it easy. DRKENNER. Toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. You can pick up the phone and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist, and it's free advice. And even though it's not therapy, doesn't replace therapy, I can perhaps point you in a much better direction. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. So you can jot down that number and think of your question. And while you do, right now I'm going to turn to our after hours line with a question someone asks about rap music.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. My question for you is, what is your opinion of rap music? Do you consider it shallow, the lyrics and things, or is it possible for a person, an intelligent person, to enjoy rap music? For instance, can you say that although lyrics may be inappropriate and demeaning, that the melody or the beats of the song you can enjoy and you can appreciate that kind of dichotomy?
It's sounding to me like you love rap music, or you enjoy it a lot, and there's someone in your life who's saying, this is immoral. I mean, this is a bad sign of your character. I mean, if you can be attracted to this, what does it say about you? That's not fair. You need to be able to introspect. What is it that you love about the rap music, and what type of rap music? There's a lot of rap music that's crap music, foul lyrics, disgustingly revolting lyrics. I mean, sometimes I keep it on just to educate myself, and of course, there's always the rubbernecking factor. Are you kidding? Are they really saying that? And sometimes it's just even the beat is offensive. But sometimes there is a really catchy beat, and that beat may be something that if it were in a better song, you would love the beat, but you love the beat anyway. And I know I hated rap music when it first came out. I thought it was disgusting. Of course, it's the next generation, so you always dislike what the next generation comes up with to be an affront to this generation. And I thought it was awful. I was repulsed by it. And then I found myself in the dance studio dancing, and occasionally there'd be some really like hunkered down sexy music, and then there'd be a little rap in it, and I liked it. So you need to know how to ask yourself, what is it I'm attracted to? What don't I like about it? What am I sidestepping in order to learn the skills of introspection? Hope that helps. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Always apologize if you have hurt or disappointed your partner. If you listen well, you'll discover sometimes that you have hurt your partner's feelings. This calls for an apology. Some people find it difficult to apologize because their self-esteem may be based on being perfect. Nothing is more guaranteed to make your partner feel unjustly treated and invisible than your refusal to acknowledge that you have hurt them. Active listening will go far to put your partner at ease. Your partner no longer has to work to make you understand. You have demonstrated that you have grasped what your partner is saying without necessarily agreeing with it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.